Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
UNC's championship ring ceremony was spectacular. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Some people wonder why basketball celebrations are held at football halftime at UNC, like Saturday's awarding of the 2017 National Championship rings. Most of these events, like the Hoop Centennial in 2010 and the 25 and 50 year anniversaries of the 1982 and 57 NCAA title teams, and this coming season's 25th birthday of the 1993 champs, are held at the Smith Center. So why do any in the fall? First, with Keenan Stadium having a seating capacity of 63,000, more people get to see their basketball heroes. Even though Carolina is now allowing public sale of some basketball tickets, the Dean Dome still holds about one-third of what Keenan does. And then there is a possible conflict with the NBA season that begins with training camps in October. If Saturday's celebration was done at, say, late night with Roy, ACC Player of the Year, and Sacramento Kings rookie Justin Jackson, and any of his teammates who will make NBA rosters probably couldn't have been there, and that just won't work. Neither could Danny Green of the San Antonio Spurs from the 2009 national champs that helped award the latest rings. As it were, Green's teammates Tyler Hansbrough, Ty Lawson, Deion Thompson, and Marcus Guignard were already overseas getting ready to start their pro seasons. And for all of the former national championship team members, from Tommy Kearns, Joe Quigg, and Lenny Rosenbluth of the 1957 Tar Heels, Jimmy Black, Matt Doherty, and James Worthy of Dean Smith's first title team in 1982, to others living out of state, coming back for a beautiful football weekend is always easier to negotiate. Same for Rafe Felton, Jackie Manuel, Wes Miller, David Noel, Melvin Scott, and Marvin Williams from the 2005 team, Roy Williams' first NCAA champs, and Bobby Fraser from the 2009 team. So the alumni turnout made the well-staged ceremony even sweeter, capped, of course, by Worthy, the 1982 Final Four MVP, handing a ring to his ex-assistant coach and longtime good friend, Ol' Roy, capping a very special reunion indeed. This is Archansky. See ya.